anyone would have a pointer to any original documents that predated ICANN's involvement in IANA in delegations or redelegations. I've reached out to a few people that I know, and pretty much everyone has the same answer in that they don't have their original copies of their original correspondence with John Postel. That's about where we are.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Suzanne, you sent us an email to the list on the thoughts of the GAC regarding the GAC principles, and I guess it would be appropriate to at least table that email with your permission into the records of the working group. Are you happy to do so?
Oh, yes, please do. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Okay. I was trying to think of something that Bernie... No, it's okay. Okay, I guess then all I can do is call for people to re-review the documentation that's been circulated and make your input to Bernie or to the list, particularly if it's an item that you want to debate, please put it to the list. Bernie, yes, I remember the question I was going to ask you. In your circulation of the questions relating to very early delegations, did you include John Cleanson in the circulation list?
As I said, I'm uncertain if John Cleanson's on the Internet history list from the Postel Center, but I can reach out to him directly. That's not a problem.
Sorry, Bernie, can you repeat that? Can we have a bit more volume?
To date, what I have done with those requests is the main request is from the Internet History mailing list from the Postel Center, from which I have had no replies. I've reached out to some of the CC managers that I know personally, and no one has any copies of their initial delegations that fit in that category of being delegated before ICANN was around. I can write John Clemson. I'll be glad to take any suggestions of places to write or check. Some people in the group have started sending me material. That would be Becky and Bill Semich for basically indexing and gathering as part of the history part of it. But to date, I've gotten absolutely no pointers and no information saying that anyone has some of the original documentation.
Okay. Thanks, Bernie. Becky?
I have been looking for the original Terranode contract, and I am going to submit a friendly Freedom of Information Act request to DARPA to get a copy of that. It doesn't seem to be on the Internet, but I think that's only because it's so old, not because it's classified or anything. I did find some statements of work from the Terranode contract. Bernie, I think I sent that to you earlier today. And so hopefully we can get some information that way.
Has anyone tried Googling it?
I have Googled and Googled. And Bernie, have you asked Vint by any chance?
No, I have not yet, but he's on my list if I don't get any replies from the other sources.
Okay, the only other suggestion I would have is John Clemson.
And perhaps Joe Sims?
We have the history from the time Joe was involved. I think the history that we're missing is 80s and 90s.
Thanks very much for that effort, Becky. Dottie, did you have a question? Gabby, just behind you.
Bernie.
Yes, speak quite loudly and straight into it. Not, yeah, straight into the end. Yep.
Bernie, Oscar Moreno, Puerto Rico, was managing a handful of Caribbean countries in the 80s. I think you should contact him and see what he has, because he had a lot of them. And he was doing the whole thing by himself through his the company that was at the University of Puerto Rico.
I know Oscar and get along rather well with him, so that's a great suggestion. I will give him a shout then.
Good.
Thank you, Dottie.
Patricio Robledo here.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Patricio Robledo here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but please speak loudly and slowly.
Okay. RCCTLD.cl was delegated in 87, and we have lost the emails of that early time. We have asked many times to the IANA and other people in ICANN to try help us get those emails from the John Postel files, and we've been told that those files exist, but access to those files is not easy or not allowed. Apparently, he didn't keep his personal mail apart from the IANA mail, and for what I've come to understand, those mails do exist, but they're not easily accessible or if at all.
Okay, thank you, Patricio, and by good luck, your team all got through the earthquake and things unscathed. So, but anyway, thank you for that input. Okay, is there anyone else, any other source documents that we could find from those early days? Any other suggestions? Gabby?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Jaap here, and I do seem to remember that Elisabeth Pont-Neuf is claimed to have a lot of old documents as well.
Can we have more volume, please? Sorry, Jaap, could you repeat that?
I also noted that in the Yabba room, but Elisabeth de Pont-Neuf is claimed to have a lot of information as well.
Elisabeth Portaneuve. Okay. Bernie, do you have a contact for Elisabeth?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I do as well, so.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Speak straight into it and loudly.
Hi, Bernie. It's Stephen Deerhake.as. We were delegated kind of contemporaneously with ICANN coming on the scene, and we do have that email. It will require some digging, but if you feel it's useful, I'll dig.
Well, at this point, given we have zero, I think it'd be fun to see anything from John relating to CC, so I'd be glad to have that.
Okay, and I assume you've been in touch with Josh Elliott.
No, I haven't spoken to Josh.
I should have contact details for him if you're interested.
Yeah, because I don't have them, so if you can forward that at the same time, that would be great.
Thank you very much.
And I think Vint has most of his email from about 1982, so hopefully that will still be useful. It's kind of hard to get at it. It's like an old Eudora format.
Okay, and you have Bernie Turcotte's contact details? I'll pass them to you after the meeting. Okay, I think that probably sums up a drowning in paperwork, hopefully, for Bernie, hopefully we'll get some useful commentary from that. Okay. Is there anything else other than future meetings that is a burning issue to anyone on the working group? Anyone online? Okay, on to next meetings. I think our recent cluster of meetings has proved to be about the only way to do things. Perhaps today we can just try and find the next meeting and then go through an iteration of at least monthly calls with a flurry of calls coming up to the deadline for the filing of our reports for ICANN Brussels. Bernie, do you have a timeline in mind of the completion of your next tranche of work and circulation of documents to the list? What a good date would be for you?
At this rate, I imagine that we've got, well, I've got about a, let me restart. Only on analyzing, gathering up the documents, and sort of creating an official reference point for all the delegations and redelegations, and looking at those, there's probably a month's work just to get it done, because there is over 100 of them, and it just takes about an hour and a half each to compile those and go through them. And this is not doing any serious analysis either. This is just an initial look at to try and pick out the candidates which would be worthwhile of a more detailed analysis. If we also get involved in the history project, that will take more time, but I think that's a longer breath project. So I guess if we don't want to hold things up, because I think a month is a long time, I probably can try to get an initial set of documents out to the group. We've got the meetings this week of the 8th of March. People will be traveling back and getting caught up the week of the 15th. I would imagine that it would probably be useful for a lot of people to have a meeting before the Easter holidays or right after. So I imagine that I would try to get something out to people on the analysis of the old material and any comments I've received on material I've already issued for the 18th, so that we could have a meeting on March 25th, if that makes sense for people.
Okay, Benny, I think that's quite consistent with the sort of usual day for our calls.
March 25th being a Thursday.
Yeah.
And March 18th being a week before, and we try and post documents so people have a chance to read them.
Okay, well, I think we should schedule, if no one has any strenuous objections, schedule our next call for the next time slot following on from whatever the time slot was on the last call for the Thursday the 25th.
I have a conflict on Thursday the 25th. That's like I have to go to my daughter's junior recital. It's like a big conflict.
I can understand that being a huge conflict, in fact, but I think there will always be...
At what time, Becky?
Well, I'll be traveling, so if you do... I'll tell you the times that I'll send you... I'll think about this and send you the times on that day I could do it.
Yeah.
Okay, and what I can do, Keith, in the meantime, is draft up a schedule... which people can consider at that potential 25th meeting.
Okay, I think, again, because we can be, or because we are slow and iterative in our processes, you know, if Becky misses a meeting, then she will catch up next time. So let's pencil in Thursday the 25th at the regulated time, and Bernie, perhaps if you could circulate that to the list as a first, or you know, get it into your diary now date, and then Bernie, you and I can work on the subsequent meetings on the way forward to Brussels, and the work program to accompany that.
Yes, sir. Given the last one, I believe, was 11 standard time, we would probably go forward 6 hours, as is our custom, and that would make it 1700 UTC on the 25th of March.
We do it in the 8 hour leaps, Benny.
8 hours, okay, so that would make it then 1900 on the 25th.
Brilliant.
Martin, okay. Is that interfering with an episode of Coronation Street or something? Is it?
Okay. Is there any other issue that any working group member wishes to raise? Is there anything that any observers wish to raise? If not, thank you all for your attendance, and we'll see the remainder of the working group, hopefully either online or in the session on Thursday. Thank you all.
Bye-bye.